Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, Clay County, and welcome to the Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for Thomas Watson today. I think we have another good show lined up, and it's always an honor and a privilege to be here. We have our two mayors with us today, and we're going to talk about some things of an immediate nature, but we're going to look back at what's taken place in 2017 and maybe look ahead a little bit to 2018 about some things that might be coming up. But Salina Mayor Joey Rich is here, County Mayor Dale Reagan. Gentlemen, thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Kevin.
Thought we might start off the show. It is the holiday season, and we wish happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody. That's just around the corner. Doesn't seem possible. Related to that, I have no doubt we have some calendar changes, and I thought it might be good for us to talk about that at the city level and the county level and maybe the chamber level a little bit here in terms of when offices will be closed and when they'll be open. Mayor Rich, we'll start with you. What's the city calendar looking like? What days will you guys take off?
The city will be closed for Christmas on the Friday before and Monday, Christmas Day. And we will also be closed the Friday before New Year's and the Monday.
Okay. So you guys are doing a four-day weekend with Friday and Monday for both the holiday events. Anything else city-related, Mayor, that the holidays might touch on? Trash pickup will just kind of be like...
Trash pickup will be the same, same day that they always pick it up.
Mayor Reagan, what about the county?
County office is, of course, a little bit different in the sense of the sheriff department and all them. They got their own calendar and stuff that they go by. But as far as the county offices itself, be taking off next Friday for the Christmas Eve holiday, and then on, of course, Monday. Christmas falls on Monday, and they'll be taking off Monday for that. Related to the solid waste department, they'll be taking off next Saturday at the sanitation department at the convenience site. They'll be closed Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and reopen on Tuesday. But our green box sites out in the county,
right,
they'll be open Saturday. The attendants will go there and open them up, and then they'll come back that afternoon and close them back. So we're certainly sorry for any inconvenience for those that at the convenience center at the sanitation department, but they'll be opening back up next Tuesday following Christmas holiday.
And we always know for sure concerning trash pickup or sanitation for the county, going to be a lot of paper and cardboard left over for the holidays.
It's already started.
Yeah. And that's why that the Tuesday after Christmas is usually a real big day as far as it takes a while to get caught back up and everything, but that's just that's part of it. And we certainly want to encourage everybody to recycle and bring all their cardboard and stuff.
Well, you beat me to the punch, Dale. I wanted to personally urge everybody, especially to recycle that cardboard. You know, it is amazing how little trash you produce if you recycle cardboard. You know, everything we got now is and plastic as well, and you can handle that, and paper and glass and everything down at the county side.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good thing. Urge everybody to do that. Now, the Mayor Reagan, the holiday schedule will also affect upcoming commission events as well.
And if I may at this time, if you don't care, I'll just
go right ahead.
Be a public notice that, and it'll be coming out in the paper as well, but the Clay County Planning meeting for December the 25th will be canceled due to the Christmas holiday. They meet on the last Monday night of each month, where that falls on Christmas Day.
The day itself, yeah.
So they've just canceled that, and the next commission meeting was changed from the 1st to the 8th. So the county commissioners will reconvene and meet again on January the 8th at 6:30 at the complex.
Okay.
So the next meeting of the county commission will be January the 8th.
Okay. And Mayor Rich, the way the calendar falls, the holidays won't affect any. Matter of fact, you just had your city meeting, and
we just had it this past Tuesday night, yeah. So it shouldn't affect anything.
We'll talk some about that. What about any other upcoming events you guys can think of, city or county related?
I might also add to that. I don't know where I did or not, but the Solid Waste Department Advisory Board, they also meet on the first Monday night, before the county commission meets. And theirs has been moved out to the 8th as well. So, I mean, it'll be on January the 8th as well.
January 8th, busy day for the county and
absolutely.
The county commission.
Yeah.
A date coming up. Now, it's a little ways out, but we'll mention it. Not quite a month away, but something we want to make everybody aware of is what is known, and this is in January, as the Tennessee Tech Ready. Now, that's not R-E-A-D-Y, that's R-E-D-I, and that stands for Rural Economic Development Initiative. They have a conference over there that's called Tech Ready every year. This year, it is Friday, January the 12th. It's a day-long conference, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, but please mark your calendars to do that. It's at Tennessee Tech University. Usually held in the University Center, but this year in the Johnson Hall Auditorium and various other rooms and offices inside Johnson Hall as well, which is just right next to the University Center. If you have a desire to attend that, contact us at the Chamber of Commerce. That's 243-3338. That's a lot of threes in a row, but it's 3338, the last four numbers. On the flyer that we have about that, it simply says this: the conference is ideal for city and county mayors, chamber or chamber members, community leaders, and volunteers. That's a wide group of folks. We would urge everybody to attend. Clay County, through the past several years, has developed a reputation at Tech Ready for having the biggest number of attendees. It's not unusual for us to have two or three dozen folks there, and we're anticipating that again. Some of our school kids also find their way over there and have an excellent time. But what you have here is two or three main sessions where everybody's together, and then you have what's called breakout sessions on a wide variety of topics, everything from tourism to how to start a business, and everything in between. Mayor Reagan, I know you've been to that many times. I've been to it a couple of times.
Yeah, it is. I really enjoy it, and I compare it a lot of times to in the past 2 to 3 years, the governor's conference that we always go to. But I compare this one right up there with the governor's conference. I think it's a real good session.
It's not unusual for there to be two or three statewide cabinet members or commissioners, as we call them in Tennessee, there, and a lot of just experts in various fields of economic development. We actually have some ties to Clay County and among some of those presenters from time to time, and I'm hoping that will be the case again this year. But again, if you want to attend that, just give me a call at the Chamber of Commerce. There is a registration fee for that. We'll discuss that when you call as well. I promise you, if you're able to schedule and be there, it will be worth your time. And obviously, it goes on for about 7.5 hours. Lunch is provided, but you're free to leave at any time. If you can just come and be there for part of the day, we urge you to do that. But we'd also urge you to stay for the whole day. But again, Tech Ready Conference, Friday, January the 12th. Hope you make plans to attend that. I think that takes care of most of our housekeeping here. We have some advertisers we need to hear from who make this program possible, and we'll be back with County Mayor Dale Reagan and City Mayor Joey Rich right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kick Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clay County Corner. This is your guest host, Kevin Donaldson. I have with me today County Mayor Dale Reagan, City of Salina Mayor Joey Rich. We're talking about some holiday-related things and got most of that housekeeping done before the break. But Mayor Reagan actually has another item that he'd like to discuss. And, Mayor, that's about tire disposal, something everybody needs to know about.
It is. I wanted to, and it'll be coming out, I think, in the paper as well and on the radio, and I think as well as sending out some notices to our area businesses that deals with commercial tires. And on December the 4th, the Clay County Solid Waste Board recently passed new regulations regarding the practice of accepting tires from the businesses of Clay County for the sanitation department. Affected immediately, the Clay County Sanitation Department, they'll no longer accept tires from any businesses. There's a company that we work with at the Solid Waste Department called Liberty Tire, and they pretty much have got the market on that, and there's not many other companies out there that take tires disposals of, and so that number will be going out as well to in a letter to the businesses, and so sorry for any inconvenience, and I know it will be, but at come a point in time with Solid Waste Board and felt like, you know, that we'll still be taking tires for residents. They'll still be doing that. I think the rule is they'll accept up to 10 tires per year per resident. And it's a cost to it for us to dispose of those tires, and especially, you know, if you have someone come down there, it's got 150, 200 tires at a time, it pretty much fills the trailer up. So I just wanted to pass that on, and as well as there'll be a notice to be going out to the businesses, and that was from the Solid Waste Advisory Board. And also, if I may, Kevin, while we're on.
Sure.
We are, again, this coming year, we're going to be applying for another CDBG grant. And we always use the Development District as the one that helps us administers our grants and stuff, and they'll be working on that for us again this well. And we'll be doing a community development block grant for, again, for our EMS. We've been very fortunate in the past few years that we're able to secure some grant funding to help for the ambulances, and we're wanting to try to apply for that again, and hopefully if Lord be our helper and we're able to do that again, we'll finally get our ambulances staged out to where that, you know, that the mileage and stuff like that, you know, we'd be able to work with them better whenever they become the units that are getting a lot of miles on them. So be applying for that, and so you may be, we'll be doing some surveying, and the development district will be doing that, so you'd probably be in after the first year maybe getting some phone calls from some of the folks at the development district, and their surveys will include some personal information, but no social security numbers or anything like that. So if somebody calls you up and say, I'm from the development district, we're doing a survey for the county, and we need your social security number, you can just hang up on them. They won't be asking.
It's not them.
No, it's not. And any time that they do call you and you feel a little uneasy about their identity, feel free to call me at the office, and we'll be passing it on to the sheriff department as well to know who these folks are. But it's just a process we have to go through, and that's how that we're able to apply for these grants, and hopefully, you know, able to secure them. And so hopefully, Lord be our helper, we'll be able to come up with that again. I know the city of Salina does our ambulance service. We contract with them, and in the past few years, they do an outstanding job for us, and the county supplies the units, and we want to try to continue to get those units and keep them the newer ones to where that they have better equipment to work with. And so I know that we're able to we were able last 2 years ago and to get a new ambulance for them and for the people of the county, and some new equipment and everything. So applying for that this coming year. So if you get a phone call from the development district, and I'm not sure now exactly who will be doing the surveys. I know one of the young ladies that's going to be administering that, her name is Jill Hale, and a real nice young lady. And so if you need any more information and you feel uneasy about it, just give me a call at the office at 243-2161.
But that's a really positive thing. Ambulances are something I know that have greatly evolved down through the years. The ambulances that some of us might be in once upon a time, or maybe have just looked in, they've changed a lot, I'm sure, haven't they?
Oh, they have, and they've upgraded, you know, and a lot of things, you know, the state have mandated as far as locking systems and stuff on the newer ambulances. If they have, God forbid, they ever had an accident, a rollover or something like that, in that fashion, the new ambulances have the locking system in now where the patient and everything will continue to stay put. And we've also, on our new units, we've got called a lift system, and where they can roll the patient up to the back of the ambulance and hook it to it, and it's got a hydraulic lift type system where they can lift them up, and that's better serves the patient as well as helps the worker as well as far as injuries and stuff to their back.
Absolutely.
A lot of times we have a lot of workers that work for the ambulance service, you know, they sadly to say, but they come up with back injuries and stuff, and that a lot of that is through the lifting process. And
a lot of wear and tear for ambulance service workers.
Oh, yes.
You start tugging big folks like myself around, or bigger, or regardless, that can take a toll on their body as well.
Oh, yeah, and it's a unique trade as far as, you know, experience, how to go about handling that. I mean, just I couldn't, you know, do it. I mean, if I'd done it, I'd try to grab somebody up and try to pick them up. But some of those, when you see them come and you see them work, they can really maneuver those folks around in a way that, you know, that don't create any more injury to the patient, as well as help theirself, you know, from getting injured and everything. And too, Kevin, without grant funding and stuff, our county, we're very small, and our revenue stream is not that large. And so anytime that we have the opportunity to try our best to go after some grants to help us, that ambulances are not cheap, and regulations are changing, and this locking system that went into effect about a year or so ago, they increased the cost of an amulet a little over $30,000 just
wow.
for that locking system. So that's something that we didn't have to deal with 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Right.
And but things are changing, and we feel like, you know, they're changing for the better. And so if you get a phone call from some of those folks at the, in the Upper Cumberland, just feel, please talk with them. But if somebody calls you and asks for Social Security number or something like that, don't give that.
Absolutely. Well, that's exciting news, and really in talking about what's happened in the county and city in 2017, while we're talking about grants, let's talk about some grants that we got.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the one that has grabbed the most headlines and is still a work in progress, Mayor Rich, is the $100,000 downtown revitalization grant, and that's a go, isn't it?
Yes, it's a go, and it's not just for the downtown. It will extend through the city limits.
Right. Need to get out of the habit of saying that. That is something that has been striven for and achieved, apparently. The amount, too, I think the highest amount we've ever gotten before was $25,000. $100,000 is a lot of money to spend on the facade. Now, I reckon that's still the basically the guideline. The facade just simply means the front of your business. But you can, you know, that's going to help a lot of folks.
It will. And I'd encourage any business in town that's thinking about doing any type of work to apply for this.
And that's not going to happen right away. You know, a lot of these grant implementations are a slow process, and we're kind of, I guess, in phase two. You've got two letters, I know, at City Hall, but all right, this is done and this mm-hmm. is done, but still a lot more work to do. If you want more information about that specifically, I'll refer everybody to our three-star director, Dr. Doug Young, and you can catch him at the chamber at 3338 or drop by and he'd be tickled to death to talk to you about that. Some other grants that we've got, and you guys may be able to help me remember some more. It was actually a three-star grant. The high school has another, well, they call it high tunnel now. I call it greenhouse still. I'm slow to catch up with the times, which is, I think, being constructed and maybe soon to be able to get underway and start growing stuff there. That was a $15,000 grant. The Senior Citizen Center got a small grant, mm-hmm. which will help them actually expand their programs that are available down there for the folks who attend. Now, another situation is not literally a grant, but it's a working arrangement with MTSU. No money will be exchanged, but they'll be giving us advice on some of that. And Mayor Rich, also, there's a sidewalk grant, which is kind of in the process, but talk just a little bit about that. I know that's kind of on down the road as well. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Apologize for that abrupt breakaway there, but we had a little technical difficulty we had to deal with. Appreciate our station owner, John Keaton, being here to help us with that. Talking again, this is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for Thomas with talking with Salina Mayor Joey Rich and County Mayor Dale Reagan. Mayor Rich, as we cut away, we were talking a little bit about a sidewalk grant. I don't know how much of that we got on there. Let's just start from scratch on that.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress, but when it is completed, it will extend from the four-way stop all the way to the main intersection up here at the hospital. It will be a five-foot-wide ADA-approved sidewalk and with crosswalks, and it should be really nice when it's completed.
And I'm glad you mentioned the fact that it's five. Now, folks, most sidewalks that you see in particular around the city, that they're not 5 feet. That is a wide sidewalk, and that's going to really – I didn't appreciate how many folks walked up that area, up Brown Street, until I had an office on Brown Street, and now I work at the Chamber on Brown Street, and that is a heavily traveled and walked. You see a lot of strollers go by for young folks, and a 5 foot will just really open things up, won't it?
Oh, yes, it will, tremendously.
That'll be a big thing. Any other grants, I apologize, folks, if we're leaving any grants out that we didn't mention. Can y'all think of anything?
Well, one of the things that we can grants, as far as energy grants, we finished up this past year about upgrading a lot of our lighting systems throughout the county with LEDs, and that was one that we started a couple of years ago, and we were fortunate enough to get that. We upgraded our lighting system in our library at the activity room. I call it the big activity room. Most people call it the community center room, and at the complex, and that was a big plus to us there, to upgrade those lights in there. And if you've not had the opportunity to go down there, used to, you could go, and we had a lot of folks that said, you know, that they didn't like to rent it anymore because the pictures you took in there, that they come back and look yellow, and they did. But now, since the upgrade of the light and everything, they are, look so much better. And not only that, but it helped with all those that are senior citizens that are there. They're there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Right.
And so they've really expressed appreciation to that, because it helps them a whole lot, as well as that other activities that takes place. And with that, we've also changed out the lighting, and starting to change out the lighting for the women's building at the park, and we still yet have a couple of buildings that we want to upgrade. The solid waste department, we've upgraded the lighting down there with the LEDs, and hopefully that there'll be another round of those come up here in the next year or so, and the county can take advantage of that and continue to upgrade that, because that's it's one thing that will not only help us with the lighting process, it'll also when it comes to our utility bills, that helps a whole lot.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, the new LED lighting is it's expensive up front, but over the long haul, it pays for itself how many times over. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Light is probably one of the quickest returns that you can get your money back as far as energy savings. So, and now that we get there, our maintenance department changes them out. And so it's not that big of a task to do that, and so that's a big plus to us as well. And talking about other grants, we hit on that here just a few minutes ago about the ambulance grant. And through that process, we also, back when we were blessed about 4 years ago when we got the EOC center down there through a grant. We had to, when the bids came in, we were over budget, and we had to go back and start downsizing somewhat, and the generator was one of the things we had to take out of that. So through this last grant that we got, we added that back into the grant, and they approved that. So now our ELC center, ambulance service that we have down there has generator backup systems, and we're proud of that because that was a interesting project, to say the least, you know, when it comes to that generator, getting that through the grant process. But with the help with, again, with the development district and Natalie and those that worked on that, we were able to accomplish that.
Talking about things that have happened in 2017, and maybe we'll get to some things that will be happening in 2018 with County Mayor Dale Reagan and City of Salina Mayor Joey Rich, and we'll continue that discussion right after these commercial messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Guest host Kevin Donaldson here with our county and city. Gentlemen, again, thank you all for being here. We'll
thank
talk
you.
About a couple or actually three big issues here in just a minute that have been dealt with at recent meetings that you guys are a part of, but we also want to mention, I know you probably just heard, folks, about the weekly Dairy Queen ice cream cake giveaway. And we'll be doing that here shortly. There won't be a drum roll or any suspense this week, though. We have one entry, but we'll keep you in suspense until the end of the show.
It's going to be close.
Yeah, there's a good chance they're going to win this time, but just want to remind everybody to call in each week. That's 243-5574. Leave your message about that. Speak very clearly. And put your folks who have birthdays or anniversaries name in the pot for that giveaway. Nothing better than a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Guys, back to some things that have kind of dominated the news a little bit in 2017. Mayor Reagan, of course, the jail's been a topic of conversation not just this year, but for several years past, and actually going back a long way. But there's been a recent development at your December meeting, I guess, concerning all that. Talk
there
to
was,
us about that.
There was. Thank you, Kevin. And I feel like it's a very positive thing that took place on the 4th of December last Monday night at the county commission meeting. Resolution came up to hire an architect to start the process of the jail project for the county. And like you said, this has been something that's been ongoing for many, many years. Our jail was built in the early 60s, and it's got a capacity of about 14. And overcrowding has always been a problem for us here as well as not just here, but throughout other counties across the state of Tennessee has been and still is a big problem. It's overcrowding. One of our many situations that we're faced with is female inmates. We're unable to have any female inmates here at the local facility, as well as running situations, you know, with other things that the sheriff is faced with. And I want to take this opportunity to commend the commissioners for stepping up and doing what they did last Monday night. And it's just the beginning of a process that's going to be ongoing for 2 or 3 years, and it'll take some time to do it. And they went into passed a resolution to hire Cope and Associates out of Knoxville, Tennessee, to look at the beginning phases of starting the design. Myself, as well as the sheriff and the county attorney, along with three other county commissioners and also with one alternate commissioner, be sitting on a committee that will be looking at the contract. I think the architect as well and the county attorney be meeting next Wednesday, I believe it is, to start going over the contract. And once they get that worked up, then it'll come before the committee. The committee will look at it, and then they'll look at the starting negotiation of the fees and stuff. And so it's just starting the process, and I think it's a very positive direction to be headed in.
I guess it's fair to categorize that as the first step of a long journey.
Absolutely, yeah. Because I know that, and it's not that the county commission's not been doing anything in the past. They have. They've talked to several architectural firms, and as well as they've had some town meetings or county meetings as far as going to different areas of the county and to discuss it with the citizens. And over the past 3 to 4 years, 5 years, we had different meetings in the West End and in the Pea Ridge area, the Maple Grove area, and here in Solana, and to inform the public of what, you know, the situation is and what we're doing right now. We're farming out a lot of the majority of our inmates, and when we do that, that's funds that we have to, we're either paying for them out of our county general fund, out of the sheriff's budget, or we're losing that funding from the state. And
right.
So we want to try our very best to eliminate that. And one of the things that I think that we do have, hopefully that I feel like it's very positive to have a heads up on, a step up, is that the county owns some property that we're looking at. And if that property works out through the environmental study and all that, if it works out, then they have that's where the jail will be built at. And but if, you know, if we come up against something and it's not suitable for that, we'll have to back up and start looking again. But hopefully right now that's going to be the proposed location, and that'll save the taxpayer some money because right now we don't have to purchase the land because the county owns that property.
And just a lot of transportation manpower costs involved with transporting those inmates, isn't there?
It is, and you know, we visited myself, the sheriff, and some of the commissioners have over the past few months have had an opportunity to go, and we visited a lot of jails, and that was one of the things that we talked about a few years ago, that when we started this process, to go around and start visiting some of our neighbors, because the best you can do, there's always going to be hiccups along the way. And we've found that to be so with a lot of the facilities that's been built. And one of the things I know that we've asked most of the places that, well, all the places that we had the opportunity to visit was, if you had this opportunity to do over, what would you do different? And there's always been, every one of them has come up and told us, well, I'd do this, don't do this, do this.
Right.
And I know the sheriff's been making notes of that all along the way, because he'll be one of the main cogs in the wheel when it comes to designing the jail. And so he's took a lot of notes and keeping up with a lot of those things, and so I know that will be a plus to us whenever we start that design phase.
Well, again, a long-term project, and the first step has been taken, and turning to the city side, Mayor Rich, we actually have had a similar situation. It took place just at the meeting the other night concerning Donaldson Park.
Yes, we had our city council meeting this past Tuesday night, and it was brought up about Donaldson Park, and the board voted to approve pursuing Donaldson Park from the Corps of Engineers. So that's real exciting news.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's something that's been talked about for many years.
Yes.
As well. I don't know how many folks out there know it, but there has been a real danger, and it still exists, of the park being closed, depending on funding that the Corps gets each year. And that would be a pretty big blow to our little community here, it seems like to me, if that were to happen. So this is a step toward making sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. And if anybody has any ideas of what they would like to see, you know, happen with the park down there, please let us know. We're taking all ideas. And, you know, it's the first, well, it's actually the second step, because I met with the Corps a few months ago. That
right.
was the first step. But it's looking pretty encouraging about us.
And that's going to be a long-term process.
Yes.
You know, there's some things that have to happen immediately. I think you guys will do a letter of intent and a five-year plan.
Five-year plan, and all that has to be approved. And but like I say, this is the second step, and everything's looking good right now.
Things have to happen on the Corps. You know, I didn't know until just recently the Corps has a real estate division that'll have to
yeah.
deal with an issue
yeah.
like that. So a lot of hoops that have to be jumped through. Donaldson Park, one, there's another issue that was tackled Tuesday night at the Board of Mayor and Alderman meeting at the city, and we'll jump into that after these commercial messages.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here with County Mayor Dale Reagan, City of Salina Mayor Joey Rich. And Mayor Rich, we were talking about the fact that the opportunity to pursue, Donaldson Park was voted on just this past Tuesday night to take that over on a long-term lease. There's not going to be a transfer of property. The Corps will simply lease it to the city.
It would be a 25-year lease.
Right. Glad to hear that. There was also another significant vote taken on a second reading concerning a rezoning project. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Fowler property that the ID board had purchased, it was rezoned Tuesday night to industrial, so that will allow the industrial board to continue getting their permits and things that they need to get that property ready for factories to come in.
Right, and that's another project that we have to categorize as long-term. You know, wheels turn slowly, and you just have to jump through a lot of hoops with all these things, but got to have something to sell somewhere, and hopefully that'll develop into a viable industrial site that we can put out there on the market and attract some more jobs to the county. Certainly hope that's the case. Looking back at things during this hour, folks, of major events that have occurred in 2017, and I know I'm not going to get him to talk about it much, but it's certainly a significant news event, the city election. Mayor Rich, you're in office. Anytime we have an election, we'll talk about election here in just a minute too, if time allows too, but congratulations, and had you and a new alderman voted in, Tanya Spears, two of four seats changed there. And Mayor Reagan got a big election coming up in 2018, not for Clay County in particular. We're more directly affected by some of the statewide congressional and other district races than some counties are. But it'll be a big one, won't it?
Yeah, this will be what we've always referred to, the big election. And just about all your county offices will be up for re-election, with the exception to the property assessor and some school board members.
Right.
Positions.
I believe the way it falls out, it's obviously all 10 commissioners, all the major countywide office holders, with exceptions of the one you mentioned, and probably 6 out of 10 school board seats. And I may be wrong on that. I'm sure we'll update that as time draws near.
Your General Sessions judge won't be up this time. They're
right.
They're for 8-year terms, and it'll be up the next go around.
Right. Right. And on top of the local races, which will generate an incredible amount of interest, you know, we've got a race for governor coming up. We've got a race for Congress, which comes up every 2 years, but it's particularly interesting to us this year. You've got a U.S. Senate seat that's going to be open. We actually will have a 17th district state Senate seat. Now, it's hard to think that that's going to be up again, even though we have that race going on right now.
We do. And
we've got two folks vying for the 17th District Senate seat, which was vacated by our former state senator, Mae Beavers, who is running for governor. And our current congressman is also running for governor. So we're going to have a new congressman for, my goodness, are we the 6th district? I believe we're the 6th district in Tennessee. So the election is going to affect not only a lot of local seats, but a lot of district seats as well. And a lot of names thrown out there as to people who are running for both governor and Congress. Anytime you have something like the governor's seat come up and you have people leaving other seats to run for that. It's kind of a domino effect, and we're seeing that all the way down. But we'll have a new congressperson for our district here. We'll have a new state senator, although, you'd have to look at it and say whoever wins this race, which ends Tuesday, I believe.
This coming Tuesday.
Whoever wins that certainly going to have a leg up to winning it next fall. No doubt about that, but we'll see how all that plays out. The U.S. Senate seat, Bob Corker's not going to be running for re-election. And if my memory serves me correct, and guys, please correct me if it doesn't, Phil Bredesen has entered that race, or is talking very soon.
Talking about it.
A lot of these folks that have been involved in statewide politics seem like they're recycling back around now, maybe. But former Governor Phil Bredesen, a lot of big election news. And we've got some other things we need to talk about that are coming up and things that have taken place. We need to let our sponsors have another few words here, and we'll be back with more Clay County Corner right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're headed down the home stretch of this week's show. Appreciate the opportunity again to host this. Your regular host, Thomas Watson, will be back next week, and we'll brag on Thomas while he's not here to hear us about the good job that he does in, on the radio show here, but also just taking care of the courthouse. He's our curator, and we appreciate all the things that he does. We've talking with our county mayor and city mayor here about things that have happened in 2017, some things that might be happening in 2018. But before we do that, we will go ahead and announce the winner of our Dairy Queen ice cream cake. We have only one entry this week, and congratulations and happy anniversary to James and Alice Faye Gray. And I think their anniversary is tomorrow. Congratulations, folks. Happy anniversary. We'll remind you, all you got to do is come by the Chamber of Commerce office. We'll give you a certificate to take to the Salina Dairy Queen, and they will present you with a wonderful and tasty ice cream cake. Congratulations again to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we've got a few things maybe that we still need to mention in terms of things that have happened this year, and also some things that may be happening next year. Mayor Reagan, you reminded us that the school system has again been recognized for being an outstanding school.
Absolutely. Very proud of our school system.
And the exact name of that designation is escaping me, and I apologize for that. But they have won it three of the past 4 years, and you might as well say they've won it 3 years in a row, because the year they didn't win it, the state did not do that.
Yeah, they recognize them as an award school.
Thank you, Mayor. I was having a blank moment there. But congratulations to all the folks affiliated with the school system. We were talking a little bit about politics coming up in 2018. Of course, it's unavoidable that if you look at politics in 2017, I mean, this is the year of Donald Trump, one way or the other, isn't it? It seems like no day, no hour can go by that we don't hear something about President Trump. It certainly made a lot of waves, and we'll see how that all plays out. A lot of strange things happened in politics in 2017. It'll be interesting to see if that continues in 2018. Guys, one thing that we haven't yet discussed that, again, is an ongoing project. It's been around for a long time. It's a possible truck route or bypass that would help divert large trucks out of the downtown area. Mayor Reagan, you've been around that longer than Mayor Rich or myself, either one. That's actually been talked about by TDOT and the rural planning organizations for a long time.
It has. Probably about in 07, I believe, whenever they came, TDOT sent a group up here. I think they were out of north, the Indianapolis area, and they did a study for a possible, at that time they called it the bypass, but since then it's been kind of renamed as the truck route, because that's one of the major things that we've been looking at, and it's been on the table for a long time, and hopefully now it's getting a lot more attention, and by the move of the industrial board, looking at the possibility of some more industrial property, and the location that they formed that in, and by the help of the other night, hopefully that can be another step closer to becoming reality.
And we fall in the category of being a very small town. I would say one of the few, though, even of small towns, where you have a significant amount of tractor-trailer traffic in the downtown area and around the square. I mean, you occasionally will see one somewhere else, but, I mean, yeah. State Route 52 runs right around the courthouse here.
It does. And of course, like you said, you know, this is a corridor from for a lot of your common carriers, as well as local businesses and stuff that trucks a lot of their product in and out. And this route through here is a connector for Interstate 40 over to 65, and that's where a lot of them comes through here. And we certainly appreciate that, because we want our truckers, you know, to be coming through here. And but we want it to be safe for everyone, and that's one of the first factors, you know, that we looked at whenever they came and did the study, was safety. And we've seen some pretty substantial accidents that have taken place in the curves out here of tractor-trailer trucks. And like I said, hopefully, you know, we're you said it a moment ago, Kevin, progress. Sometimes, you know, it takes a turtle crawl, but I feel that we're heading in that direction in a positive way.
Well, it's kind of like the tortoise and the hare, the old fable. You know, sometimes things move at a tortoise pace, but it's important to be diligent and to stay after it, isn't it, with any of these projects, because so many of them are long-term, and especially road projects. I mean, that, you know, from start to finish, my goodness, you're looking at a decade sometimes, depending on what the project is.
And that ties in with our comprehensive plan, you know, that we were able to, with the help of the development district and all the different groups that volunteer through the three-star program. I know Kevin, you, as well as Mr. Norris, that was with the chamber for many years, worked diligently with different groups to get that plan put together. And so now the county and the city has a blueprint, you know, continue to look at and go back to.
Absolutely. The comprehensive plan done for us is a tremendous document, and it's a fluid document. You know, that's going to change, but we're working hard toward checking as many things off that list as we possibly can. I want to thank County Mayor Dale Reagan and City of Salina Mayor Joey Rich for being with us today. Guys, happy holidays to you and
you
all of our
thank
listeners.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you,
Kevin.
Appreciate you being here. We want to remind everyone that you can hear this again or recommend to somebody else that they can hear it. If they weren't able to today at 6 p.m., there'll be a replay of the Clay County Corner. Also want to remind everyone that past episodes of Clay County Corner are archived on the Dale Hall of Horizon website, and you can hear It's good quality there. You can just hear it like you were hearing it live. And we appreciate everyone listening. We appreciate our sponsors who make this possible. We want to wish happy holidays to everyone. And please tune back in next week for more Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.